Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Jesus, our Savior. John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. This month, many of you are in your last weeks of the school year. You are likely looking forward to the final days of school and a summer with a different routine. You are also likely reflecting on this last year with the group of children in your care. This month, we're going to take a look at some of the songs and hymns that you may have shared with your little ones and scripture verses that reflect the message of the song. Feel free to hum along as you spend time in the Word, reflecting on the blessings of this year of sharing Jesus with your children. Let's start with what is probably one of the most well-known and dearly loved songs, sung by little ones everywhere. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. There are a number of scripture verses that can reflect the messages in this song. The one that first comes to mind is John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. You see it on signs at sporting events, on t-shirts, on public signs, and on pieces of art. It's easy for such a verse to become so well known to us that we gloss over the words. Think with me about the stunning message in this verse. God loved this world of ours enough to go into action. He did more than just say he loved us. He showed us he loves us. How? He wanted to give the most incredible gift, his only Son. Imagine the Father turning to his Son and saying to him that he is God's ultimate gift to the world that doesn't always love him. From an earthly logic, it makes no sense. He loves us when we don't always love him. We turn from him, and he turns to us. We wander, he comes to us as Jesus our Savior and in his Word. Why would God do that? He loves us. How do we know? He gave us his Word in his Word, the Bible. Little ones to him belong. Little ones includes the young children you serve, their families, you, me. It is his desire that all people everywhere would believe in him and be with him for the endless years of eternity in heaven with him. Like an earthly father who yearns to be with his children, even more so, God yearns to have us with him. After all, he loved the whole world. They are weak, but he is strong. Oh my, we get that, right? How often do you feel like you're in over your head? How many times have you wondered how you could possibly work through a challenge or a crisis? How often does fear or worry take up your thoughts? How long do we agonize before we realize that our dear friend and Savior, Jesus, has been there all along? He is loving. He is patient. He knows all things. He made all things. He can and wants to help. He is never weak, but always strong. Our weakness shows itself in our sins. His strength and his love are demonstrated in the perfect life he led that we cannot live. His strength is shown in the words of the cross, "It is finished," as he took the terrible consequences that are ours. He paid what we couldn't pay. Yes, Jesus loves me. As you make your way through the final days of the school year and sing those songs one more time, think about the simple yet amazing message that is planted in the hearts of the children. With confidence and joy, we can all sing, "Yes, Jesus loves me." Wow. Thank you, Jesus. May I and my students always love you too. We pray. Dear Jesus, thank you. Thank you for loving me so much. Thank you for being strong when I am weak. Thank you for your Word in the Bible. Thank you for being my Savior. Help me to share this with each child, family, colleague, and friend I know. In your name I pray. Amen. A question to consider. This week, consider one phrase of John 3:16 each day and ponder what it means for you and how you can share that with the children, their families, and others. May the Lord bless your week. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.